This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, live from Watford City today. Big job fair this afternoon, 3 until 7 at the beautiful new Rough Riders Center. More on that a little later on. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be able to join us for one segment today due to the events of this morning in Washington, D.C., some meetings being held on Capitol Hill. Senator John Hoeven will join us for a little bit as well later this hour. And your calls, questions, and comments is always welcome for Congressman Cramer, Senator Hoeven, or anything on your mind, let us know. 258-0550. Congressman Kate Cramer joins us right now to start the hour on what's on your mind. Been thinking about you today and all members of Congress, and what has to be a surreal kind of event. Two members of Congress shot, others injured. Don't know all the details, obviously, of what happened at that baseball practice, but what was running through your mind when you heard about it?
Yeah, well, Scott, it's still sort of running through my mind, to be honest. We're all in sort of a processing mode right now. I certainly am, and reflective of what it is we do every day, and those that protect us every day, and how we go about doing our jobs after something like this happens. It's starting with the fact that Steve Scalise is just a really good friend of mine, and I'm glad he's going to be okay, and he's had an opportunity to talk to his wife. But it's just one of those things where you're going to have to forgive my lack of eloquence. I am shaken, honestly.
Well, how could you not be? Especially the early reports are that members of Congress were targeted because they were Republican. By this individual in some of these early reports, and so he was there. One member was leaving and was asked, we think, by the shooter, hey, those Republicans or Democrats out there, and then it's open season. And you mentioned Steve Scalise, he of course a member of leadership, so there was security there, but without him, there normally wouldn't even be security, right? I mean, you don't have a security detail.
No, that's right. That's right. The fact that he is our whip means that he does have a security detail. Of course, two of them were the officers that were shot and returned fire even after being wounded themselves, and really are the heroes of this story. But there are a number of members that are at the practice. I'm not one of them, but they're both House members and senators. That's a lot of members of Congress in one place in an open field. It no doubt will cause reflection by our security as to how to better protect that situation. But, I don't know the motives yet. None of us know the motives of the shooter yet. I know there's some early reports of a political motivation, but I'm going to resist commenting on that until we know for sure what the motivation was of the shooter. Anyway, we're all in a very reflective state right now.
Representative Mark Walker, a Republican from North Carolina, told NBC News that it appeared that the gunman was there to kill as many Republican members as possible. At the practice for this thing, and confirmed he was shaken but okay. And then it was Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, that recounted the odd encounter that he had as he was leaving the field, where the guy said, "Hey, the Republicans out there, or Democrat, who's out there?" So as you say, that's good. How about just the overall? I mean, you have the sick, incident with Kathy Griffin and the beheading of Trump. You have a play that's actually going on in Washington D.C. with the Trump assassination depicted in this play. The daughter of President Trump, Ivanka Trump, said this week she never anticipated the level of viciousness they've encountered in Washington, D.C. Do all these dots connect, do you believe?
Well, I think it is indicative of a different tone since President Trump's election. I think it's illustrated in several other things. The riots at Berkeley, the seeming almost endorsement, not encouragement of violence as a response, yes, it's time to stop taking it all so casually. Freedom of expression is not a right to be violent. Freedom of speech is not a right to incite violence. And I think that everybody from, you know, political activists and political parties, our media need to reflect what role play in this and responsible in how we conduct our daily activism.
Yeah, I lost a little bit of our connection with you on the cell phone there, but I got the majority of what you said. One texter here says, "Keep it up, Congressman Kramer. Awesome job. The best revenge is moving forward. May God bless America."
Well, you know, and I appreciate that sentiment, and I'm committed to that. But I again will tell you, and I don't mind it saying, in this sort of moment of vulnerability, that you know, it really does cause me to think about how I do the job, including, you know, as you know, I welcome more than anything my interaction with constituents, and I just don't ever want to lose that. But Scott, there's even more to it. I mean, this place that we work in, this United States Capitol, is a very accessible place to the public, and I love that part of the People's House and the People's representation in the House and the Senate. And, but every day we appear more vulnerable, and, you know, all the cops in the world, it's difficult for all the cops in the world to stop somebody who's willing to die for, you know, for a cause. And, it's a tough time. And I hope to be more eloquent at some point, but right now I'm literally processing out loud with you.
It's raw. It's raw. It just happened, no doubt about it. One texter says, "I think we need to get Congressman Kramer some personal security funded by North Dakota." Another person's brought up your town halls, and obviously, you know, there's been at least one unusual encounter at one of those. So, does any of this make you think differently about? Another texter, Representative Kramer, may need to randomize his schedule some as a security measure, not announce ahead of time his appearances, but he would never stop meeting with North Dakota citizens, would he?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And in fact, that's one of the things I've been thinking about this morning is how I run a public schedule. In fact, it's interesting. We've debated a lot in staff to how I can include more of my schedule in the public schedule. In other words, things that aren't necessarily open to the public, but I want the public to know I'm doing, whether it's a private meeting with home builders or a single constituent, not by name. But I like to put as much as I can in the calendar so people know what I'm doing and where I'm doing it. But I don't think there's any question that we, you know, those are things we have to consider or reconsider, you know, in light of what we're going through right now.
A call waiting for you from Paul in Cannonball. Go ahead, Paul. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just being since Donald Trump's birthday, I was just wondering if everybody that supports him and voted for him could send him a card of support, flood him with a bunch of birthday cards, and congratulate him on the great work he's doing so far, despite all the critics that are trying to bring him down. And I thought that maybe you could send them a set of my pillows.
Good idea, Paul. What do you think?
Well, maybe to the shooter, too, because if he had them, then this wouldn't have happened.
No kidding. Get him a Snickers and a pillow. Paul, I appreciate the sentiment overall. Congressman Kramer, how about you? Just the idea.
I love that. Thank you, Paul. That's we needed that. That's a great thought. I love the idea of a My Pillow. Maybe he'd sleep through the 3 o'clock hour too, and we'd have, you know, I know Scott, you worry about the tweeting, but anyway, a great thought from Paul. Thank you.
I'm okay with the tweeting. I just want disciplined tweeting. So I just, you know, only the things we want to focus on, right? Getting the health care reform across the finish line, to the tax reform, everything else, rather than punching back. But anyway, that's just me. Ben in Billings County for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman Kramer, I didn't want to just encourage you a little bit. You know, there's two ways of thinking. I think a shooting like that is, you know, is aimed at scaring you into, you know, buckling and you know, and it kind of tamed Ronald Reagan down, I think, when he got shot. But another person to look at would be Teddy Roosevelt when he got shot delivering his speech. You know, he finished his speech with fortitude, and, you know, I think, you know, your job as a public servant is much like being in the military, and I just want to encourage you to keep strong and you know, keep being committed to the values that we trusted you with. And you know, just like our armed servicemen, we hope they're going to stay brave and true to the cause. So I just wanted to encourage you today.
Thank you for that. If you're hearing a lot of noise, the speaker and the majority leader in this very large detail are just walking by. So I'm just, Scott, so we're just going into a briefing here on the events of the day. And it's important for me to be there just to get firsthand, you know, information.
Absolutely. Well, you go to the meeting, and we'll work on the schedule after the meeting, and we're thinking of you praying for all members of Congress today, Republican, Democrat, everybody there. It's a pressure cooker job the way it is, and to add this into it is no easy thing. So thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for all the encouragement from all of us.
Yeah, Ben, that was great encouragement. Thanks a bunch. Chad in Fargo had a question on Obamacare repeal. If you hang tight, we'll get that in first for Senator John Hoeven when we come back live from Watford City on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is our location. location, Rough Rider Center today, and job fair this afternoon, 3 until 7. A lot of texts from you saying, what's the pay range? I don't know if they keep track on the different offerings. I mean, there's 50-plus companies here, but I'll find out and try and get you an answer before the end of the break. It is Wednesday, so it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Puckledge Chevrolet, Buick GMC Valley City. Your chance to hear about it. Take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores, Bismarck, Valley City. This week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store is, are you ready, a 2013 Chevy Suburban LTZ. That means it's loaded up. Towing package, heated and cooled leather seats, beautiful white diamond color, chrome wheels, sunroof, navigation, DVD, only 49,000 miles on it. It's like new. On the lot right now for $39,995, but today, if you tell them you heard about it from Scott Hinn, $1,100 off. So you drive away at $38,800. Isn't that nice? Hop online, check this one out, PuckledgeValleyCity.com, and see it for yourself. Great selection of mint one-owner vehicles means you save a ton. A lot of times they know who owned it, you know, who bought it new, the story behind the vehicle. 2013 Chevy Suburban LTZ, $38,894. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, plus a bonus, 50-quart Yeti cooler, perfect for summer. You aren't cool until you have a Yeti cooler. You know what I'm saying? They should pay me for that branding line. But that's I'm just telling you, that's the... Do you have one, Todd? You have a Yeti cooler?
No.
You're not cool. Guess what? Neither am I, because I'm happy but the ones I have work fine. And I didn't want to pay $500 for a cooler. But, I mean, they're really something. They're really the deal. They're kind of the bomb. Puckett, Chevy, Buick, GMC,
the
where they say,
bomb.
You drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main. Get
is
cool,
today
Todd.
The day to use that one?
Valley City.
I know it's
online,
a hip thing, but.
At Puckett.com, PuckettsValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Puckett. Just don't give me any more grief. I can't deal with it. Okay? I'm not taking your guff today. Senator Hoeven is going to join us momentarily. Yeah, I want your guff. Some texters here. Do you think this was a ploy to force more special elections since the Democrats keep losing them and they don't want to wait for their terms to run out? No, I think what this is, I'm not going to do what the Democrats always do, and that is, you know, say, oh, this is how you fix so this never happens again. You obviously have a deranged individual. And it does sound like he might have targeted, at least according to one member of Congress, these people because they were Republican. But he's still deranged. I mean, I don't care if he targets people because, you know, of the color of their skin or their political persuasion or male or female or whatever. You have an issue. So let's not do what they do, okay? And I can't imagine the guy is connecting those dots. But I do think it's fair to say is the atmosphere, you know, ramp this up. I mean, you know, just turn down the temperature. Be reasonable. Be human beings to one another would be my take. Senator John Hoeven joins us now on our Newsmaker line, continuing our talk radio town hall here today. Senator, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you. Obviously, sorry about the circumstance. And, you know, we hope and pray for recovery for all those that were injured. And of course, want to thank our Capitol Police. They represent the finest of all of us, and of course for all our police officer, law enforcement, first responders, they really are heroes.
We just chatted with Congressman Kramer before he went into the meeting with the speaker and other leaders on this mandatory meeting to talk about what happened today, and he sounded shook. You know, he obviously is friends with the whip, but still, just that this would happen. I mean, it described the feeling, the mood right now in Washington D.C. today.
Well, I mean, it is a sense of concern. There's no question about it. But at the same time, we recognize this can happen to anybody, anywhere in our country. And so, you know, for all our citizens, you know, we have the same concern anytime something like this happens. And that's why we, you know, hope and pray for everyone involved and their families. And that's why, again, we really do have to appreciate, respect, and support our law enforcement officials, because they're the ones that keep us safe.
Do you at all see any connection between the sort of the atmosphere that would lead to an incident like this? today, with also the Kathy Griffin incident where she had, you know, the beheaded Donald Trump in the photo, and there's a play in Washington, D.C. now that includes a scene where President Trump is assassinated. Ivanka Trump was on TV this week saying she'd never anticipated the level of viciousness in Washington, D.C. I mean, are we at a new and darker place in politics right now?
Well, I think you bring up an important point, Scott. Look, it's incumbent upon all of us, whether, you know, you're in elective office, media, just every, you know, people that work in government, all of us, citizens across the country engaging in dialogue. We are a democracy. Everybody has a right to speak up. We all have a part in this great democracy, but we still have to treat each other with dignity and respect and civility. You know, we're all human. We're all in this together. And so I think you bring up an important point, and this is one of those times where we can reflect on that, and hopefully all of us can make a real effort to respect it. Everybody has a right to advocate for what they believe in, but we do so respecting the dignity of everyone we work with, and certainly respect their right to disagree with us.
Chad in Fargo has a question for you on the Obamacare legislation. Go ahead, Chad.
Good morning, Congress, excuse me, Senator Holden. Senator Holden, I got a question for you. You know, California wants to keep Obamacare intact for the state of California. My biggest beef with this whole thing is that if you allow California with Moonbeam as the governor over there, they're going to let everybody, anybody have health care, which basically opens a big, wide open hole for our health care system to be defrauded, and also the fact that they're not U.S. citizens. Are you guys going to say, hey, enough is enough, it's only for U.S. citizens, and basically somehow or another the people are from other countries that have to use our health care, can we send them a bill back to their government to make sure that we get reimbursed?
Well, Chad, thanks for calling in. And Obamacare is not working. I mean, premiums have doubled, in some cases tripled, since it was put in place, and that's why you know, we do need to repeal and replace it with a system that works. That's what we're working to do. And it's not going to be just a one-step process. You know, people keep focusing on this bill that the House has worked on and passed, and now we're working on our own bill. But that starts the process, and we've got to get to something that, you know, where people can get more affordable health insurance and get access to health care. And the other thing I'd say is, again, we're starting this process. I hope our colleagues across the aisle will join with us, because we've got to have health care reform that really empowers people. Obamacare is not working.
I only have 30 seconds left, and I know you need to leave, Senator, but quickly on Senator Chow's recent visit to North Dakota, is that bearing some fruit?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I don't know if you got down there or not, Scott, but I know you're pressed for time, but we're a leader in ag, we're a leader in energy, and we got great stuff developing in technology and aviation and all these areas. I think we're going to really continue to see a great momentum in our efforts to grow our technology sector in North Dakota.
I loved how she took what she learned here from your invite for her to come to North Dakota at Bobcat, at the UAS event as well, the Drone Focus, and really took it to include it as part of the effort on Infrastructure Week and the meetings with the president, too. So that definitely
was she was very impressed. Really.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time on a busy day. We will chat again soon. Senator John Hovind from the nation's capital, your calls after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of the anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
City today, Rough Riders Center for a big job fair. One day, one fair. 3 until 7 this afternoon. 50-plus employers and a whole lot of job opportunities. I think they said there are 500 jobs open today they would hire people for right here. And these are big-time companies. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of range of jobs here. I mean, you can, if you like, I don't know. Taco John's, I think, has one down there, right? But then right next to it is First International Bank of Trust. And then, of course, there's some of the major oil companies in the country. So there's a lot to choose from here for sure. In fact, speaking of fast food jobs, Todd just got a notice from McDonald's that they are expecting to hire 250,000 people nationwide this summer. 11,000 of those right here. Northern
11,000 in North Dakota. Isn't that staggering?
It is. It's
11,000 in North Dakota alone.
Do you think of people who work at McDonald's as lesser than?
No.
I don't either. I think it's great. I mean, I'm at McDonald's a lot. I'm in a hurry, run through, especially a little breakfast biscuit or something. Converse with them. You know, how you doing today? You know,
Are there some that may be, yeah, just like in any other industry, any other business, any other walk of life, but there are some very wonderful, very professional people working there.
And you know, again, you can. You choose your attitude, so I think it's fantastic. I think it is, and I would not be against working at McDonald's. I think I'm called to, you know, talk into a microphone and help businesses, you know, get more customers. I think that's what I'm called to do, because I've been doing it for so darn long. I don't know anything else, but I wouldn't think twice about, you know, and of course, a lot of times in a job at McDonald's, most times it's sort of a, you know, okay, hey, I need a few bucks. I'm going to do this in transition or retirement or whatever. It isn't a career thing. Obviously, some in management, but I think it's cool. I think it really is. I love what's happening. And I think it's quite honestly, folks, something that the Democrats are not paying attention to and the left in general. There's such a bitter group of folks right now. Now, we have a report that this shooter, by the way, was a Bernie Sanders fan. and called Trump, I forget what. I saw something here, but I have it. So bitter. Hate Trump. Bernie Sanders lost, and I'm going to go shoot people. I mean, come on. Come on. Meanwhile, if Trump, and I think he's going to, and the Republicans in the Congress keep their eye on the ball and just put in place the building blocks so the economy grows, so McDonald's is able to send out a press release saying, hey, we're going to hire 11,000 people in North Dakota. The Democratic Party will be extinct, folks. It'll be extinct, which is why you hear about one thing and one thing only from them right now, Russia, 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 because they got to do everything in their power to take it down. I really believe that. Back to your calls here. We are going to go to you for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kramer obviously called to that meeting with the Speaker. Senator Hovind able to join for one segment. Rest of the show is yours. 800-228-0550. We love our callers. The callers make this show go. There's no other show anywhere in the Northern Plains that has a level of participation, just in sheer volume of calls, but more importantly, what you bring. I think of the call from Billings County for Congressman Kramer. I mean, spot on. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Just perfect. Or the fellow from Cannonball today that said, hey, what are we going to do for President Trump for his birthday? And yesterday, we took a very interesting call from a listener. In our Delta constructors, one call does it all, call of the day. It's where we celebrate our callers. Delta, by the way, is Global Solutions for the Oil and Gas Industry. They work for companies, they do a lot of work for Hess, done work with Conoco, Oasis, another one, and always adding others, as a matter of fact. Their slogan is, we're Delta, we're growing fast, and we're on our way to being the premier oil field contractor in North Dakota. I just want everybody to look at Delta. Call them for turnkey solutions. That's
shortly
call in a moment right
after
now, Donald
7
Trump.
A.m. this morning, a gunman opened fire on members of Congress and their staffs as they were practicing for tomorrow's annual charity baseball game. Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime, and the assailant has now died from his injuries. The FBI is leading the investigation and will continue to provide updates as new information becomes available. Congressman Steve Scalise, a member of House leadership, was shot and badly wounded and is now in stable condition at the hospital, along with two very courageous Capitol police officers. At least two others were also wounded. Many lives would have been lost if not for the heroic actions of the two Capitol police officers who took down the gunman despite sustaining gunshot wounds during a very, very brutal assault. Melania and I are grateful for their heroism and praying for the swift recovery of all victims. Congressman Scalise is a friend and a very good friend. He's a patriot and he's a fighter. He will recover from this assault. And Steve, I want you to know that you have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world. America is praying for you, and America is praying for all of the victims of this terrible shooting. I spoke with Steve's wife, Jennifer, and I pledged to her our full and absolute support. Anything she needs, we're with her and with the entire Scalise family. I have also spoken with Chief Matthew Verderosa. He's doing a fantastic job of the Capitol Police to express our sympathies for his wounded officers and to express my admiration for their courage. Our brave Capitol Police perform a challenging job with incredible skill, and their sacrifice makes democracy possible. We also commend the brave first responders from Alexandria Police, Fire and Rescue who rushed to the scene. Everyone on that field is a public servant. Our courageous police, our congressional aides who work so tirelessly behind the scenes with enormous devotion, and our dedicated members of Congress who represent our people. We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country. We can all agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified and when we work together for the common good. Please take a moment today to cherish those you love and always remember those who serve and keep us safe. God bless them all. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you.
Trump at the White House.
Mr. Donald Trump with a statement about the events of the day. Quite obviously measured in his comments, but I thought heartfelt as well and understandable with what's going on right now. We do know now that there was just one member of Congress that was injured. That was Steve Scalise. The other, Congressman Roger Williams, who was reportedly injured, actually has put out a statement saying he was not wounded, but a member of his staff was shot and taken to the hospital. And so you have two Capitol Police officers. You have this individual, the staffer, Zach Barth is his name, from Congressman Williams' office. You have Steve Scalise, and there must be one other staff member that was injured in that. The shooter, James Hodgkinson, 66 years old, from Belleville, Illinois, was, in fact, the shooter, and as we learned, has died. So you know what we know. Okay, so back to your calls after I tell you that the Delta, one call does it all, call of the day. I need to give you their number if you want those great services from Eric and the team, 406-250-8151. Here's the call of the day from yesterday. Roll it, Todd.
Jeff Williston, what's on your mind?
I'm calling because the 14th of June is National Flag Day, and that's the day that we recognize what that flag represents, the freedoms and liberties that so many of us, some of us take for granted and so many of us enjoy, and also shows the American spirit. And as a retired Marine, at times I find myself kind of disappointed. I don't see hardly very many houses or apartments or businesses that display the American flag. And I would just ask everybody out there, respectfully suggest that you display the American flag and show your pride in being an American and recognizing all the sacrifices that were made for that flag. And one other thing, I'd like to wish President Trump happy birthday.
I love it. Flag Day and President Trump's birthday, same day. Any coincidence? No such thing. The Delta Constructors, call of the day. Call Eric, 406-250-8151. And keep those calls coming because we love them. Jamie up in northwest Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Say, Scott, hi there, and thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you realize the extent of the deep state in Washington, if you realized that it would be this brutal. What are your thoughts on that? Did you think it would be this deep and this drastic when Trump was elected? The opposition, the things that are being said by the media, the sabotage that's going on. Now, it's interesting, this shooter here is from Illinois. Wasn't Obama kind of fairly connected to Chicago?
I think the guy from Illinois actually had a business in Virginia that had since it shut down, so I don't know what the Illinois connection is. But did I think it would be this bad? I don't think so. I don't. I mean, for one, it's always bad. And I know this, liberals, Democrats, they're professional politicians. They're very good at it, very, very good at it. They're savvy, vicious, cunning. They do it all well. But I didn't expect as much blowback from inside government, period, towards Trump. So it's bad.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota has the highest worker fatality rate in the U.S., and the NDSC is working to reverse that trend with hands-on safety training. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why they decided to build a new hands-on training facility.
It started back in July 2012, 5 years ago. Really, we embarked on this process, this vision, with our board of directors and just saying, you know, what can we do in North Dakota to make North Dakota a safer and healthier place to live and to prevent injuries and save lives? And really, my board of directors basically said, you know what, if you had $10 million, what would you do? And we said we'd try to build a facility and we try to do something where you can use hands-on training to save lives and prevent injuries, knowing how much more effective it is than just classroom training.
The NDSC will open its new hands-on safety training campus this fall. Learn more at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want jobs, lots of jobs, good paying jobs, blue collar, white collar jobs for sledgehammers and programmers. That means bustling main streets, more savings and careers that keep the next generation reaching high and putting down roots. With the technologies and innovations producing North Dakota oil and natural gas, all of that is possible for our state and for our nation. And it's happening. Find out more, theenergyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. We are in Watford City. They have a job fair today, 3 until 7. 50-plus employers. A whole lot of range of jobs, about 500 openings. They suggest you come dressed appropriately, copies of your resume, CDL license if you're applying for a job that requires it, an I-9 identification, and they're hiring on the spot here. Job Service North Dakota, McKenzie County Job Development Authority, Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, and Williston Regional Economic Development all coming together. Goes from 3 until 7. Veterans preference from 3 until 3:30. If you want more information, go online. Open positions, pay rates, employers, jobsnd.com, and then look for the job posting 498868. 498868. It'll get you there nice and quick, okay? 498868. Be up here 3 to 7, Rough Rider Center in Watford City. All right, let's go back to your phone calls here. A listener sent me some interesting Twitter traffic. Malcolm Harris, who I think is an author, lefty, says if the shooter has a serious health condition, then is taking pot shots at the GOP House leadership considered self-defense? Question mark. They never fail, ladies and gentlemen. They never fail. Here's another. Representative Scalise got exactly what he votes for. Bummer, bummer, or karma. Either way, good for him. Really. There you go. The gun grabbing will begin soon. It's already started on my Facebook page with some lefties stirring that pot, saying, hey, anybody can walk in with a gun. What do you expect the problem to be? What do you, of course it's going to happen. Really? Really? The problem is allowing any nut job in the country to have a gun. How do we know this guy's a nut job? These lefties are throwing around that term, interestingly enough. He's a Bernie Sanders fan. I guess he was a kind of Bernie Sanders guy, went all around the country for Bernie Sanders. Somebody that campaigned with him in Iowa said he was, you know, super progressive union guy. Anyway, the gun grabber goes on to say, until we have common sense gun control, defined by the left, something 80% of Americans want. No, they don't. That's the biggest lie on earth. We need to get used to these incidents.
What exactly is common sense gun control? Because whoever defines that, it's going to be different depending on your ideology to begin with.
So hang on, it's coming. It's coming, I guarantee you. Stephen Fondo.
Oh, wait, Obama was supposed to have gotten the guns when he got in and didn't for 8 years. And now somebody else is going to come in and get the guns?
Well, Obama couldn't get the votes for his gun grabbing, thankfully. The problem is not the gun. In no other incident do we say, gosh, another car accident? We can't have those cars out there. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, spoons made me fat, you know, all that stuff.
Steve in Fargo, go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, a couple of things. Their idea of common sense gun control is confiscation, of course.
Right.
Common sense. And then,
exactly.
But, of course, we can't confiscate all the delivery trucks, which is the weapon of choice for terrorists now. So, I mean, it's so insane. It's ridiculous. But this reaction, a little bit surprising. But I think the reason they're going so crazy is what they lost by hooking their wagon to Hillary. First of all, they completely came out of the closet on this one. They are now socialists. They were backing a socialist candidate, and more than half of the Democrats were just fine with that. They have never used that word before, and it is out on the table. If they had won, and if they were able to load the Supreme Court and finish the packing of district courts with liberal judges, it was over. They would have been able to do anything they want. Trump would just put like 15 district judges or something in place last week. We'll probably get one or two, possibly as many three additional Supreme Court justices. That itself saved the United States and the Constitution, and the liberals were within, you know, an eyelash of literally rolling out their complete progressive agenda through the court system. So you can understand why they're so mad. And because of their insanity right now, if the tax reform goes through and the Obamacare gets overturned and replaced and the Republicans gain seats in the midterms, the Democratic Party may never recover. That might be a pipe dream on my part, but they could be in big trouble.
No, I agree with that. I think more importantly even is the economy. I mean, if the economy continues to grow the clip I think it can, when you remove this regulatory fog that's been there to the degree it has, and it gets, you know, tax reform in here, so companies bring back businesses, manufacturing cranks up, and you make a huge difference, and they're done. They're done once that starts happening. I completely agree with you. I think that's part of the reason there is this crazy desperation that's going on right now. Steve, appreciate the call. We are out of time. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Join us tomorrow on the program. Love to have you. Senator John Thune among our guests tomorrow. It's Flag Day today. So if you haven't yet got the flag flying, there's still time. And if you have one flying, just make sure it's in pretty good shape, right? Just to give that a little flag inspection on the Flag Day. And maybe send President Trump some birthday greetings today as well. Meanwhile, thoughts and prayers for all those affected by the shooting today in D.C. God bless you, folks. See ya.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.